We know you have a lot of sucky broadcasts to choose from. So thank you for listening to this sucky broadcast. And now, here's Bradley Laborman.
Where am I at? I've lost. Where did I go? I hit the wrong button. I haven't done this in a while, guys. I apologize. I have not been doing this for a while. And I just hit the wrong button. And then I started late. And then the music was too loud. It's not really that loud, but I started late because I was like, you know what? I was going to go on TikTok Live because we've been getting such a great response on TikTok Live. And then I didn't go on TikTok Live. So I'm just going to take this recording and replay it on TikTok Live and trick people into thinking it was a real live broadcast. That's what I'm going to do. So, hi, everybody. I'm Bradley Laborman, and this is this Sucky Broadcast. And today on the show, I used the excuse of the Super Bowl to get this guest on because we all know the Super Bowl is about one thing and one thing only. And that is Taylor Swift. And so I wanted to bring on Lacey G, who is the producer of, hold on, I got to remember what it's, I just totally spaced out. It's 13, a Taylor Swift fan podcast.
Yes. And
I had to read it off your thing because I was like, there's a word I'm supposed to say and I had to remember that I said it. And that's fan because it's a fan podcast.
So. Yes. Very much fans. Yeah, and I disagree, actually. The Super Bowl is a huge deal. We're so excited that Taylor is going to be there, but she's given all the cred to her man, though. They're very supportive of each other. And it's her fault that I'm going to actually watch the Super Bowl this year, though. I've only tuned in for like halftime shows and commercials and food, and then I get out of there because I don't really care about sports. But I'm going to attempt to watch this year.
Okay. That's good. If you can bring somebody in, that's great. I have no interest in either one of the teams in reality. And so I wasn't going to watch, but I usually watch for the commercials. When I do watch, I'm one of those people that watch the commercials. I don't even know. Is Usher's the halftime show?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So there's that too. But, you know, I might watch the Puppy Bowl. I hear they're simulcasting SpongeBob. They're doing something like they did with did you ever watch on Disney Plus? They did this thing where they simulcast a game on Disney Plus and they had it set up in Andy's room in Toy Story. And so they use computer somehow like virtual reality or whatever. And so the real game was going on, and then these toys were playing the same game, and it was pretty awesome. Did you see that?
No, I feel like that's what I've done every Super Bowl, though, is just entertain myself and not really pay attention to what was happening. So that's a really smart idea.
Well, I appreciate you coming on the show today. And I want to talk about you. Let's talk about you first, and then let's get into a Taylor Swift fan podcast. And so let's let everybody know more about you. Who is Lacey G?
My name's Lacey G. I've been in the DFW area radio market for 20 years now. Formerly worked on 105.3 with my boy Pugs, and spent many years at the Kid Craddock Show, nationally syndicated Kid Craddock Show. And 3 years ago, me and some coworkers at the time launched a Taylor Swift fan podcast. This was at the beginning of her re-recording process. She's sticking it to the man who did her wrong and tried to take her work away from her and money and stuff. So she decided, since I can't get my work back, I'm going to re-record the same album, try to have the same kind of feel, and I'm going to put never before heard vault tracks on it. So she's done that, nailed the industry, killed it. artists are now learning from her lessons and making sure that they own their own work beforehand. Because, I mean, this is stuff that she wrote and everything herself. So it's not like she was just paid to do her own music. So anyway, at the beginning of the re-recording process, we started 13, a Taylor Swift fan podcast. And needless to say, she's been keeping us super busy. We started off right. with a weekly podcast. And just this week alone, we've posted 4 episodes. So yeah, it's hard to stay on schedule. She just went to the Grammys the other day and dropped announcement for a new album. So that was really exciting. You want to say a complicated name. Her new album name is The Tortured Poets Department. I have to look at that every time because I want to say Dead Poet Society Dead or Poet whatever. Society, right. Yeah.
And so backtracking, though, shout out to Kelly Clarkson, right? Because Kelly Clarkson came up with the idea of her redoing all her songs. And I think that Taylor sends Kelly roses all the time or
flowers for every new re-record. And
okay,
Kelly Clarkson's really sweet, too. She's acknowledged it, but said that Taylor would have come up with it on her own, too, because she's a brilliant business person. So she put it in her ear, but that's just two incredible people just scratching each other's back. You know, she doesn't, she doesn't want the kudos for doing it, but she definitely had a part in it.
Right. And you're saying that there's a lot more Taylor Swift activity right now. And then do you ever get like after, so the Grammys are done now. And then after the Super Bowl, and all this stuff, do you feel like it'll die down a little bit?
No. She's on tour right now, starting back 3 a.m. I think our time is whenever she's going to be on stage in Tokyo. So the Eras Tour, which has made her billions, it's just a brilliant, great show to watch. She since put it in movie theaters and sold out movie theaters and just made just smart business moves all the way around. But she's in Tokyo tonight and starting her international tour and continues to add dates. So, I mean, she's not stopping at all.
And how many times did you go to the show?
I went to the Eras Tour twice whenever they were in town in Arlington. We had a big event beforehand and thought we were going to get to meet her. This was early last year. But COVID was still going on and she didn't do any meet and greets. So instead of meeting her, her publicist gave us tickets for the next night. So I had plans, but I canceled those because I was like, no, I'm definitely going to beat her tomorrow night. And didn't. So I saw the Eras Tour live twice. I have tickets to 2 more shows this year.
Cause she's coming back to she's coming back to the States then.
I have some international tickets and some local-ish tickets. But then it's always streaming on the weekends whenever she is on tour. So I watch it nonstop, really.
So it's always streaming on the weekends because other countries just stream it and they just
Or
it's somebody up there holding a phone.
Different people are streaming live and people have now picked that up. Which I believe she could stop it if she wanted to. She puts efforts in whatever she wants to do. If it's fake nudes from CGI, you know, she knows when to fight her battles. She doesn't care that people are watching the show every weekend. So I believe that she supports it because she could shut it down if not. Same thing with our podcast. That's why I believe she's a fan.
Okay, that's great. That's great. Yes, that's right. Because she could be like, nope. And then if she told you to shut it down, would you still be a fan?
Yeah, but it would take me. Yeah, I definitely would. But, you know, being a broadcaster, like you've had horrible interviews that you couldn't listen back to after. So I've definitely, I've definitely interviewed celebrities before and then couldn't go back and listen to it or couldn't edit it or couldn't watch them on TV or the big screen for a little bit, because I'm like, oh, that was too raw and real and too soon in the situation. So right. I have to hide myself sometimes.
I'm definitely, if you're interested, this is just, I'm throwing this out there because I was thinking about it for a little bit. Every once in a while, I get a message from TMZ and they're like, will you come on and talk about this? Because they're like, I had talked about Jerry Springer when he passed away and stuff like that. And they always give me the list of stuff. And the next time I see a Taylor Swift thing, I'm going to be like, hey, I know this person and you should have her come on and talk about Taylor Swift. And then,
aw, thank you.
That's what I'm going to recommend you to do that. So, because I don't know what I mean, listen, I'm a Swiftie, right? And do you remember several years back? Okay, what was it? 2016, I think it was. There was an app that came out that Taylor, it was her app, and it was like Twitter. And if Taylor retailored your tweet, then that means that she saw your message and she shared it out. But it was like you could collect songs, you could collect emojis that were her cats and emojis that were her and stuff like that. And they were like stickers and stuff like that. Do you remember this at all?
I don't.
Okay, because I stumbled upon it, and at the time I was doing a show on Amazon, and so I wanted to promote my show on Amazon. So I got into this thing, and I swear I was like, I swear I'm the only grown man on this app. And I was in there chatting with people and be like, oh my god, this is great. Then I once in a while I'd be like, oh my god, did you see this show on Amazon? I bet Taylor would like it. And then I would like post these like random things or whatever, but I mostly just post pictures of my dog or whatever because they love that stuff. But I thought for sure you would have known about that.
No, she's very interactive with her fans, like yeah. on all the social platforms. Tumblr used to be her thing, and she would actually like research someone and then send them a care package. Like someone on Tumblr would say that they're in college and don't have a lot of decorations in their home or something. So she would pick out decorations and send it to them and say, thank you for being a fan, Marjorie, right. or whatever, and send them stuff like that.
Right. I literally watched a video where it was just Taylor going around dropping off Christmas presents from people that she had like saw that people wanted certain things for Christmas. And she went around and shopped for them. And that was the first time I really became like a Swiftie. Before that, I was like, whatever, she's great. Yeah.
Yeah. She's insane. I remember whenever I was on the Kid Craddock show and he was still alive, she came out with a new album and she was already album of the year and winning awards. This was way after Kanye and the Grammys and everything. She popped on to do an interview for 1989 and sent a thank you note after, a handwritten thank you note. It's like, but you yeah. don't have to do that. You're already well established. You're already successful. But I do believe she's just truly thoughtful like that.
I don't know if you posted it or somebody posted it, but I saw where Kelsey's dad said that she went around and picked up trash in the suite. Like she picked up empty bottles and napkins and stuff and threw them away. And he was like, somebody didn't give her her diva card because she realized she doesn't have to do that. And there's people that can do that or whatever. But I just think stuff like that's really fascinating. And I've interacted with a lot of her fans. In the regards that I do rideshare sometimes, and I knew it would be a moneymaker. Because I live by the stadium. So I would just turn on the app right when the Taylor Swift concert was ending. And I'd end up taking some a girl or a group of girls home to give them a ride home. And they would just be just on cloud nine and just so happy. I did walk into a Circle K, though, and see a mom with just makeup down her face and glitter all over her. And you could just tell she was just like, come on, kids, get your caffeine. We're driving home or whatever. Like, we're going back to Houston or wherever they were, or Austin or wherever they were going to. But it was just, it was just amazing. The people that you saw for this event. And it was such a good event for this, the city. And it was such a good event for every city. And mm-hmm. she's just overall just doing so many great things. And I'm disappointed that people made it political and stuff like that. And I just think she's a great person and she's doing it and she's making jobs and she's making money and she's good for her.
Yeah. She's killing it. Every record that she tops is her own. Even now that she's with Travis Kelce and was getting shown on the NFL channel or whatever a lot,
right.
People were trying to hate on her for that. And she's like, I'm just coming to the game to support my, like, I'm not telling them to look at me. And so she came out with this quote that was like all the Brads and Chads who get mad about seeing me on TV. But that just shows masculine toxicity, though, if you can't handle a successful woman being on TV for 2 seconds and she wasn't asking for them to put the camera on her.
Right. I wish she would have said Brads and Chads because I don't feel like I fall into that group. And I'm like, come on. I'm very open about all this stuff. But that was the other thing I was going to say was she. I was going to change subject about this because I want to talk about something that just happened last night and it kind of involves her mm-hmm. is that Toby Keith passed away mm-hmm. and Toby Keith, like, and this is where I'm confused. Did Toby Keith like signed her, right? Or was on her, was going to have her on
Tim McGraw. It was Tim McGraw.
Why did they say Toby? I'm sorry that I watched something the other day and I was like, and they were talking about Toby Keith. And I was like, that's what I thought. It was Tim McGraw too. Okay, good. Then I'm wrong on that. Ignore what I said.
Let me double check. But yeah, it was, it is saying he opened the door for her big break.
That's what I thought. Okay. All right. Then I'm not crazy. Because I was like, because I did say something because everybody was, you know, they like to make Toby Keith political too and all stuff. And I was like, you guys realize without Toby Keith, they're like, Taylor may not be where Taylor is now. And I was just, because it was something where she was going to, I thought she was doing something with his record and, or with his label. And then she got involved with Scooter Braun.
Yeah. So, okay. What I'm reading is Toby entered into a joint venture with Scott Borchetta, who originally owned it, to launch Big Machine Records.
Right. Okay. Okay. That's what it was. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So I'm not crazy. I just thought because as soon as you said no, it was Tim McGraw, I was like, oh my god, wait, was it Tim McGraw? because I swore it was Toby Keith, and then I was like. And then I was like, great, if on his death day I got Toby Keith and Tim McGraw mixed up, and I didn't want that to be the case. But
no, that was me. Okay, hi, I'm the problem. It's me. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. and I want to talk about that too, about songs. So you know what? I want to do that now. Wait, I want to talk about a sponsor real quick. Let me get this sponsor out. I say out of the way, but I don't mean out of the way because I really appreciate them. I got a new sponsor, everybody. And they are Magic Mind. Have you ever heard of Magic Mind, Lacey?
I have not.
Magic Mind is right here. And it is a blend of different ingredients, different mushrooms, different types of mushrooms. Everybody's all about mushrooms now. I don't know if you know this or not, but I've been doing a lot of stuff, a lot of research on mushrooms, which is weird because I feel like that was the whole plot of The Last of Us, is that mushrooms got involved and then people turned into zombies or whatever the deal was. So I was a little concerned, but I've been doing a lot of research on mushrooms, especially like lion's head mushrooms and all these other things. And I drink coffee every morning, and then the middle of the day I feel kind of run down. So I started drinking this, and it's awesome. It's got organic matcha in it, which is fantastic for it boosts your energy. It reduces stress and anxiety. It's full of antioxidants. It's got Bocupa Monnieri, which supports attention, brain function, all that good stuff. And it's got, like I said, organic lion mane mushrooms, which is good for anti-inflammation, neural growth, everything. I've been taking this for 2 weeks now, and I feel a lot clearer, a lot more clarity. I feel better clarity. You wouldn't tell by what I'm talking about, but I want you guys to try it out. I mean, seriously. So if you're watching this, if you're listening to this on the replay, go check it out. You can actually go to magicmind.com/Bradman. And that's it. You go to magicmind.com/Bradman. And if you do, apparently, for the next 10 days, yep, until the 12th, excuse me, you get 56% off your subscription for the next 10 days with the code Bradman20. Magic Mind, it's a nice little energy boost. It's the natural energy boost. I used to just be like a 5-hour energy type guy. Now I'm a mushroom guy. There you go. Just like Mario. Mm-hmm. There we go. And now I'm back. Thank you for indulging me in that commercial break. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
So now what I want to say is I want you to do something that's going to be very difficult for you, but mm-hmm. I'm going to ask you, what's your three favorite Taylor Swift songs are?
Okay.
Oh, you think that's bad? Wait till the second part of the question.
Off her newest album so far, Midnights, You're on Your Own Kid, is a really heartfelt and scary song because it's about realizing that you're on your own, but you've had it the whole time anyway. So it starts off scary, but then at the end of the song, it's like, oh no, that actually has a good message. And in that song, she has Make the Friendship Bracelets, which now everybody goes to the shows and gives away friendship bracelets. And that's how Travis Kelce shot his shot with her. He made her a friendship bracelet and got it to her at a concert. So,
okay, is that a true story? I need it because I've heard that story, and I heard the story that they'd already went out like twice before that.
That's the rom-com story we're going with. That was the initial story.
Okay.
They were definitely dating before they went public, but who knows? Well, I was going to say who knows, but yeah, I do know the date. So you're on your own kid for me from Midnight. Speak Now. She just re-released Speak Now, and she goes for John Mayer in one, but that's not the one I'm going to pick. She has a song called Last Kiss, and there's a line in it that says, I know how to be all these things, but I don't know how to be something that you miss. And so it's just realizing that I can be the biggest and the best and try my hardest, and it doesn't matter because I can't get your attention, essentially. And her song All Too Well, 10-minute version. She wrote this in an anger rage one time and performed it, and this was just in studio or something, and they happened to record it, and she wanted to release it, and they were like, no, you cannot release a 10-minute song. Nobody's going to listen to it. Once she started the re-recording process and added the vault tracks, then she did release that 10-minute version of that song, which is just scathing. She has such a great way with words. And that number 10-minute version ended up popping up to number one. She performed it on SNL, and I mean, who sits through a 10-minute song? Swifties. And then that was new math for us, because if we had to do something in 30 minutes, then I knew I could just listen to All Too Well 10-minute version 3 times. And then that was my time here.
Is it exactly 10 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
The Swiftie math, interesting. Swiftie, yeah. Everything is very interesting, but Swiftie math is right there. Just so many, like Swiftie math especially. Oh, but I'll get to that later, because I want to go on to the next question, which is, what are your two least favorite Taylor Swift songs?
I don't know that I wouldn't say that they're my least favorite, but probably I don't listen to as much.
Okay.
There's one with the Chicks, formerly Dixie Chicks, that's called Soon You'll Get Better. And it's about her mom having cancer, and you have to get better because I don't know how to live without you. So there's that one. And then there's another song called Ronin that she wrote based on a little kid that died. He was like 4 years old. And she's still in contact with the mom and invites her out to concerts and that kind of stuff. But then she was just reading a blog and thinking, I could not imagine someone having to go through this. And so she wrote this really sad song to go with it and brought attention there. So some of the truly sad ones are just skips for me because I want her to be a bad bitch getting revenge on everybody and not bringing down the moment with reality.
Right, exactly. Like I'm like yeah, like when I first started doing internet stuff, I did a lot of parody songs, and she was a regular target for me to do parody songs with when she first came out with stuff, because I did a joke, and don't get offended, but I did a joke where I sang, I brought up the lyrics for Belong With Me, and I sang to the music of Love Story, and I was just going, look, it's the same thing or whatever. And so then I made a parody song called Sounds the Same to Me, and then I had this great video that I was going to shoot and I never shot it, and I had like the shirt and the glasses and I was holding up the signs and all that other stuff, and I was going to make a great parody video, and I never accomplished it. So she won.
Do you know that whenever she wrote Love Story, she was 14 or 15. And her parents told her she wasn't allowed to date this guy. And so she got mad and went back to her bedroom and wrote this song in like 20 minutes and walked out. And her parents were like, you still can't date him, but this is a really good song. So song that's just, that's just how her imagination works. Instead of just not doing anything, she can write this beautiful song out of, I want to see sometime her notes app on her phone, because I know that that's just insane. If she gets some little lyric stuck in her head and she's like, I don't know how to work this in, but I'm going to at some
point. Oh yeah. I guarantee that's probably just incredible to, boy, that would be like when they find the storybook in Elf, when they find that guy's idea book in Elf, and they're like, look at all these great ideas. Like if somebody found Taylor Swift's phone, they wouldn't be like, oh, is there any pictures? They'd be like, no, go to the notes. Like what songs has she not come out with yet? That's that would be incredible. That would be.
We recently on 13 a Taylor Swift fan podcast, we recently suggested, well, we have our own notes app of questions that we will ask whenever we meet her, because I know full well I'm going to be panic mode, crying, snotting, not going to be together. So my co-host has a list of questions to ask, and we jokingly said, now we need to make a list for Travis Kelce. And as we were saying, add this stuff to the list, we forgot what we already said. And somehow we ended up suggesting that Taylor Swift donates her brain to science after she's done. Like, what makes her mind so incredible and so next level? I think that would be interesting to donate her brain.
Okay. Have you tried the Kelce angle, getting Travis on, or his brother on, or his brother's daughter on, or somebody?
Yeah. I mean, we've been in contact and successfully, but home dude's busy killing it himself. Yeah.
And it is interesting to me, and I don't mean to compare, but it is interesting to me when you see a couple, a celebrity couple starts dating, and you see the kids are involved, like their nieces and nephews are involved and all stuff. And the other time I see this is, and the other brother is still like a famous person, and so, and he's kind of fangirling at times too, and I think that's interesting. But the other time I saw this was when Liam Hemsworth and Miley were together, and then you would see Chris Hemsworth dancing with his daughters to a Miley to Wrecking Ball, or they had a video of him dancing with his daughters Wrecking Ball, and you'd see like her interacting with the Hemsworth girls and stuff like that. And I just, that was always fascinating to me because you always forget, like, oh, these guys are just all regular people. They're just parents and nieces and uncles and aunts and all this other stuff. And I just, I like that stuff. I like that family togetherness. I like the idea that there's a bet going, a prop bet going for the Super Bowl that there's going to be some shirtless guy in Taylor's suite.
Hey, Jason was a lot of fun. Yeah. He is. You could just imagine his wife saying, okay, be on your best behavior. We're meeting Taylor. And then he'd hold my beer and right, take his right. shirt off. But right. he was great. They seemed like a really good family, really good people.
They really are. I think that they're fantastic. I think that that's what I really enjoy following them. And I don't have any, like, as long as everybody's happy, who cares? But let's get into that. Okay. Cause I want your opinion on this, and I already have my opinion on this, and I know it's not, but do you see the rumors of things like if the Chiefs win, he's going to propose to her on the 50 yard line. Right. But what about
absolutely these... not.
Okay. But, and I know it will be on her terms, but what about, and I don't, I try to tell people, I'm like, you guys can love this couple as much as you want, but they've literally only been together like not very long.
But that doesn't matter. What does matter is people just putting their expectations. It used to be a prize for you to get married. Like as a woman, you needed to get married. Yeah. Now we don't have that precipice anymore. You don't have to get married. It's not a joy as someone who's been married before, like, no, been there, done that. It was not great. But that's not an accomplishment anymore. Like it used to be. And so people still want to equate, well, they're going to get engaged and during her downtime, they can have a baby and they're planning out her whole life without asking what it is that she wants. Maybe they're completely fine being together and don't need a marriage license or anything. Maybe she has fertility issues. Who knows? You can't just put expectations on somebody like that. But that's been the narrative. That is
very common. Yeah.
That's been her narrative her whole entire life is when's she going to get married? When's she going to have a baby? Ask Taylor if she even wants to. I mean, she might, but you can't just assume that anymore. And it's effing rude. You should never say that about a woman, period. Because you don't know what that woman's been through. So there could be issues. It could be a choice, whatever. But that's just not the same prize that it used to be.
Oh, yeah. Because I've had aunts. I've had like a family member show up into town. And they're like, so when are you guys going to have kids? And then it's like, well, we can't have kids. Thanks for bringing it up. Thanks. Good job. You know, whatever. And it's just like, it's this whole like slap in the face type thing. And it's just like, you don't know anybody's situation.
Exactly.
And she's very private, even though she's not very private, but it is, I am very impressed with you being a Taylor Swift fan and you Swifties don't go after me when I say this, you seem very sane. It's because there are new, like I have seen the TikTok videos where they're like, Super Bowl's on 2/11, that's 13, and it's the 13th game that she would be going to, and if she leaves at this time, she will get there, and it'll take 13 hours or whatever to get there, and all the other stuff, and I'm just like,
there's something called Tay Voodoo, and it's how meticulous she is that she plans stuff out.
Right.
How intelligent she is to connect all these dots together. But then also her number 13, that's why we named the podcast 13, a Taylor Swift fan podcast. But the numbers are numbering and I don't math.
You think
I don't math at all.
You think she purposely skipped one of the games with the idea that if he wins the Super Bowl, that'll be 13 games. And like, do you think
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so. Maybe
I don't know how to feel about it. I'd be impressed or not, but I don't know.
Maybe in other areas, she definitely does plan things, but I don't think she would, because she's there for him, not for her. So I couldn't see her missing out a game. She's had too good of a time.
Right. I do want to say that I saw a TikTok video, and I feel really dumb now that I saw a TikTok video where this woman was like, oh, I custom make these jackets. And she was wearing a jacket. I was like, oh, that's really nice of Taylor Swift to find an independent store company that makes these jackets. And then I realized it was like one of the football players' wives made it, and that she's already a rich person. And I was like, oh, come on. But I'm not mad at Taylor about that. I was just like very impressed by this woman and how she made these jackets. And then I realized she was famous already.
Swifties are cool. I don't know if you know who Dave Portnoy is, the founder of Barstool Sports.
Yes, yes.
He's a big Swiftie, and he
Does the pizza reviews, right?
Yeah. One Bite Pizza. He made a jacket for the Eras Tour, and now the only rule is you have to give the jacket to someone else. As you're leaving, or someone who's going to the tour or something. So he's got like his own little traveling jacket. You damn right I tried to get my hands on it, but I didn't. And especially with this last tour, getting everyone to dress up to get in your Eras Tour attire.
What was your era?
Fabulous. I wasn't a particular era. But her merchandise comes with a bunch of confetti in it. Stars confetti is what it used to be. So I had an outfit that was just made of stars. But it was really cool because going to the concert, she was here for 3 days in Arlington. Going to the concert, I could see somebody at the grocery store or at the gas station and know automatically, oh, you're going to go see Taylor. I see you in your outfit over there. So it's cool to be able to identify people and give them friendship bracelets. And the Swiftie community is a really nice one. There's still ugly people no matter where you go, naysayers and haters. But for the most part, Swifties really try to support each other and not tear each other down.
That's good. That is good. That is good.
Now we need a kind world.
Yes, we do. Now I want to talk about you. Mm-hmm. And I want to talk about something that I discovered, and I put Matt together, and I know that how long were you on the Kid Craddock show?
11 or 12 years.
Okay. So I recall I used to do this website where I would call people and I would break up with them. Mm. And that was my website. And they wanted me to come on the show. And I was a huge fan of the show. Okay. And every time I do a radio show, they'd always be like, will you do a fake call for us? Will you do a fake breakup for us? And I'm like, no interest in doing that, whatever. And then when I was on the Kid Craddock show, they're like, will you do a fake breakup? I'm like, yes, because I love you. I will do a fake breakup. And I swear to God, they had me call you.
Maybe.
It was long. I don't expect you to remember. It was a long time ago, and you did a lot of shows. But I was starting to do the math and everything, and I was like, because for me, it was a very awesome show for me because I was already a fan of the show. And I mean, I had done like Today's Show and Dr. Phil and all this other stuff. But then when I got the random call to be like, hey, you want to do Kid Craddock? I'm like, yes. Are you what? Of course I do. Definitely. I want to do that. I want to be on that show. So, but that's why it sticks out in my brain. And then I was thinking about it the other day and I was like, oh, you know what? I think I called Lacey and broke, like they connected me to Lacey and it was fake or whatever. Mm-hmm. And you were in on it or whatever. And I just, whatever. And the whole joke was I kept saying the website a million times and he was impressed by how good I was at marketing my website. That was such a great show. And so that's cool that you got to be a part of that because I did. I love that show very much and everything about it. So,
yeah, he was a great guy. He taught me a lot.
Yeah, he was. He really was. He's a great guy. And just full of energy. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Okay, so off that subject now. And so, but what stuff have you got going on now in your life?
Right now, trying to keep up with Taylor Swift, trying to think of, she's really good at leaving clues and Easter eggs and everything. And I'm not a super sleuthy like other Swifties are, but, there's Swift Talk and everything that's just dedicated to Taylor Swift. So
that was the name of the, that was the name of the app.
Swift Talk?
I swear it was called Swift Talk, or it was called 13 or Swift Talk. It was one of those things, but
yeah. But yeah, so I can keep up with other people's theories. So on, when was that? Sunday, whenever she went to the Grammys, everybody thought she was going to announce a new re-record. And I've been on my podcast saying, no, she's releasing a new album. Here's why. And in typical fashion, you can't get ahead of Taylor Swift. Like the moment, we're always up to date because there's so much stuff happening, but we actually recorded like 2 weeks in advance. Those are so outdated now and we just have to post them because it's laughable. But
right.
In an episode that I posted today, we talked to another creator and asked if he had a reputation announcement ready to go. And I asked him about TS11, which is what she just announced. And no one believed me. And then ends up I was right, but I'm wrong 99% of the time. But
it doesn't matter if you're right one time. That's yeah. What matters.
Yeah. So that's it. Right now I'm just consuming a lot of Taylor Swift. Having to go in more and record and talk. Just partnered up with Spotify on the podcast. So
oh, good.
Hoping to see an increase in numbers there. Very excited to be working with Spotify directly now. Yeah, and just looking for more jobs, I guess.
Yeah.
I've got a ton of side hustles, but nothing that's taking care of all the bills right now.
So. Oh, yeah. I'm the same thing. I've been doing like, I downloaded an app that works like Uber, but it's for substitute teaching. And mm-hmm. So I go in, I'm like, I'll substitute this week at this school and I'll do this week at this school. And I get to meet a bunch of fun kids and it's a great experience. And I'm probably going to, I'm in the process of testing in to get my teaching certificate. So
what are you going to teach?
Theater, because I will be completely honest with everybody. I partied too much in college and in high school, but in college I partied too much and my GPA wasn't the best. And when I went to this thing and I said, here's my bachelor's degree. And they said, okay, great. What's your GPA? And I was like, this. And they said, yeah, we can't put you into the program for that. But they said, if you want to test into an area that we desperately need teachers for, then you can bypass the requirements. And which, by the way, just so everybody knows, they're letting teachers in that have bad GPAs. I'm just letting you guys know that. But anyways, I go, okay, whatever. Let me take a look at the list. And then on the bottom was theater. And I had ran a children's theater for about 10 years. And I have been looking at the sample test and I just got to learn a couple different techniques because I've only know so many theater techniques and there were some other ones listed. So I'm going to test in. And then apparently they need a bunch of theater teachers in the Texas area. So
that's cool.
We'll see what happens. Yeah, so we'll see what happens here. Now back to Taylor Swift, because there's something that happened at the Grammys that wasn't Taylor Swift, but I took it as a dig towards Taylor Swift. Mm-hmm. And I'm interested because I haven't seen, maybe I'm blind and I haven't seen this, but or maybe you have seen this with your background. When Jay-Z got up and delivered his speech about how the Grammys were ignoring his wife and made the comment, my wife has the most Grammys, but she's never won Album of the Year. I took that as the same as Kanye West standing up and saying, hey, Taylor, whatever, but Beyonce is the best of all time. I took it as that. And I'm surprised nobody took it as a slight towards Taylor Swift because it literally was her, like she's had the most albums of the year, right? That she just broke that record.
You can question a lack of success or notoriety without taking someone else down. So, I mean, Beyonce and Taylor are friends. Beyonce came to the Eras Tour movie. Right. Taylor Swift went to her movie. So, I mean, they definitely support each other. I don't take that, which I didn't watch it. I don't know. I only caught highlights. But I don't take it as that because he's simply saying, how is the system working if my wife has the most, but she's never won?
But as somebody who's not a diehard fan, is what I'm saying is I still took it as I still got that vibe that, oh, this is just like Kanye, but in a more passive aggressive way. And I'm just surprised that no Swiftie has been like, oh, I can't believe Jay-Z said that. And that's what I didn't know if you'd heard something, but apparently you hadn't. And so I'm just like, that's for me. I'm like, as somebody who isn't sensitive to that stuff, I would assume that there'd be some Swiftie out there that would be sensitive enough to be like, oh, I can't believe Jay-Z said that. But I guess I'm.
Yeah. I mean, definitely not the best thing to say, but I just didn't take it as that.
I think it was the timing because it happened. I believe that speech happened after Album of the Year happened. And so that's why I just think that was it was just timed weird in my opinion, but
yeah. Yeah, but that's not discrediting Taylor's success. I mean, that's one of my favorite things about her. I can't stand it whenever people are like, oh, who's Taylor Swift? I don't listen to her music. That's fine. You don't have to listen to her music. Right. You don't have to be a fan, but you can't deny her success, though. You can't deny that she has notorious colleges breaking down her song lyrics. And now she's got the Tortured Poet Society. Dang it. Nope. Tortured Poet Department. And Swifties are already busting out their dictionary saying, I can't wait to see what kind of words I learn because she's just truly a lyricist and an artist like that.
And what do you think about her fascination with Friends?
It's been rumored, like there's a lot of, there can be parallels in her songs that people wonder if it's Friend references. I don't know. I know whenever she was a young girl in school, she didn't have friends. So I wonder if that show was some sort of comforting for her, how she imagined her life to be one day. She had some friends whenever she was in school, but a lot of people hated on her because here's this talented girl who thinks she's gonna go off and be a singer and everybody else is looking at her saying it's never gonna happen. I mean, it's the same as Lady Gaga had.
That's what I was gonna ask you. I was like, was there ever like a Facebook page that came up that said like that, because there's that notorious Facebook page that says what's her face will never be famous, or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was like, did that ever come up with Taylor at all?
No, but okay. Taylor has famously said before that you don't have to forget to forgive. And she's very strategic. So there was one class, and I'm going to mess this story up, but there was one class like in high school that said she was never going to amount to anything. And she invited them, I want to say like to the Grammys or something, whenever she won Album of the Year. So she just lets her actions speak for her. So there was no Facebook group that I'm aware of, but she definitely, like, the whole class showed up to the Grammys or whatever this award show was. And no one really knew why until Taylor performed and won. And then it's just the subtle F you, man.
Yeah. What if she wouldn't have won? Do you think they know ahead of time they're going to win? What if she would have won? That would have been like it's still whatever. She was nominated. Who cares?
Yeah.
If you're nominated, who cares? I see that a lot, though. I see that with, especially now, like people necessarily weren't the best to them when they were in school. And now the school's like, hey, give us money because we love you so much and we've always loved you. I saw the same thing because I used to teach at the school where Ashton Kutcher went to high school. And I came into the theater program and I heard all these notorious stories about this goof off kid who had broken into the school and gotten in trouble and stole a bunch of liquor during a play and got replaced at the last minute. And it was Ashton Kutcher. But then now I see this school and they're like, we love you, Ashton. Give us money for a new wing to the school or whatever. And they are nothing but great. But when he first started out, I remember like the principal and a bunch of people doing interviews for MTV because they did some show about Ashton behind the scenes or whatever. And they had all these horror stories that I had heard. So I just think, mm-hmm. I think it's interesting how quickly they changed tunes when I'm waiting for that to happen with me in my hometown. I'm still waiting on that. So it's, at some point, like last time I left my hometown, I lost a bunch of weight and all they said was, oh, he must be on meth. And I'm like, oh, come on, guys. Meth is such an Iowa thing. I'm in New York now. It's clearly cocaine. So, but it's very interesting, but I'm still waiting. Cause my plan is to, when I become famous again, but for real and actually save my money, the second time, because the first time I didn't save my money when I got famous. I'm sad. But the second time when I do it, yeah, I'm going to make sure that I'm going to buy a building that everybody can see and make sure my name's on it. And yeah. That's going to be my little like, hey, guys, go to this building that you have to go to. Or there's like one street in the town. I'm going to make them rename the street after me. And everybody has to say my name when they're driving down the street. That's what I'm hoping for.
That's awesome. So.
Yeah, so I mean, I appreciate you coming on. This was sort of a last minute thing, and not that you were anything but an amazing, not last minute guest. I still appreciate you for coming on. I really do. So because you didn't have to, and I do, but I thought, you know what, Lacey's got the 13 of Taylor Swift fan podcast, and why don't I have her come on? Why don't I have her come on and talk about Taylor Swift? Because I'm just curious to know her opinion on things. Are you betting on if Taylor will show her belly button during the Super Bowl? Because I hear the odds are pretty good.
She will not.
You don't think like she might actually like raise her hands and it might show up or whatever?
Mm-mm. That's a Swiftie myth, whether or not she has a belly button. Of course she does. She's just never showed it. But no.
Oh, I was talking have you seen all the prop bets that are in – that take place, you know, prop bets are when the Super Bowl says a bird's going to fly on the field or like something like that. And they do odds because people love to gamble for anything, mm-hmm. but there were so many, like there's a lot of proposal ones in there. And I'm like, go ahead and bet on those all you want, guys. Yeah. Like there's ones like, will she make it to the game? But I think that's been pretty well determined. She's going to make it to the game.
She hasn't said either way, but she has been going to games and the way it's set up with the time difference, like she has enough time to leave Tokyo and get to LA or not LA, Vegas that morning. Yeah. So fairly positive she's going to be there. It's going to be a lot of first for Swifties watching this game.
Well, and also she'll know if she made it or not because she's coming from the future. So
that's true. That's very true.
She should already be aware of it. So. I had to throw that weird dad joke in there. So, anyways, you know what, Lacey? Thank you for coming on the show today. Thank you for being part of the show. I really appreciate you coming on. Where can people find you on social media?
I'm LaceyG13 on social media. Be sure and follow the podcast streaming everywhere. 13, a Taylor Swift fan podcast. We also just launched a YouTube channel. We've had a YouTube channel for maybe 2 weeks now. So
it's nice, right? It's nice, right? Because I was like, I had all my stuff all over the place and I decided to put everything under one umbrella. And I was like, oh, I can sync my podcast to go right onto YouTube from Spotify and iHeartRadio and all the other places. Just put them into one place. So I love that. So
yeah, it's nice. It's a little confusing on when to release what, though. Like, it's a podcast. Do I release the audio first so we can get on the charts? Or now, so we're kind of playing around with the method.
Gotcha.
Yeah, but yeah, check us out. Streaming everywhere, 13, a Taylor Swift fan podcast. And if you are watching the game for the first time, like myself, enjoy. Happy Super Bowl Sunday.
Yes, happy Super Bowl Sunday. Especially if you're watching this and you didn't watch this live, but if you're listening to this on replay, which you are, because I know you're not watching this live, everybody, shame on you. And you can always tune in live on my regular day, which is Wednesday, which is tomorrow. And I have a different person coming on tomorrow. So, but I wanted
who's
to
coming
get
on Lacey. Tomorrow.
I'm working on Paul Bradley. And if Paul Bradley can't come on tomorrow, I'm working on him very soon. But Paul Bradley is a friend of mine. He was a wrestler at the University of Iowa. We had some very interesting drinking times in our life together. And he was on the first season of this UFC reality show. And he was famous for getting kicked out of the house because he had herpes, but not really herpes. It was like a rash or whatever. It was something where he couldn't, and he hates it that I bring up the story, but I mean, that's what he's known for is that, but he's also just, I used to do a public access show in Iowa City. And that's where I got started doing stuff, was this public access show in Iowa City. And he would come on all the time because he would wrestle and his face would just be mashed and battered and everything. And it was just awesome because the school paper would always have like a really grotesque shot of him. And then like 2 days later, he'd be his handsome stunning self. So, we've known each other for a long time. And the other day I was like, oh man, you should come on my podcast. Cause when he was out in LA, I had him come on and do an improv show with these people at Second City. And that was awesome. And he hates it when I bring him into like fun stuff, but not fun. He doesn't hate it bringing him into fun stuff, but I like to push his boundaries. not just drinking. There's more to all the fun with me is than just not drinking. So,
and I awesome. Don't really well, sounds like a good time.
It should be a good time. So,
yeah, I'll check it out.
Oh no, you won't. No.
Yes, I will. Okay.
We'll see. We'll see if Lacey becomes a fan of the show and listens to the old episodes. I did have Pug on the last show. I had Pug on the show, and it was a good time because I think all you guys are very fascinating. I listened to you when you were filling in on the Freak, and I thought you guys were great and had great energy. So good times.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
Yep. So you have a wonderful rest of your evening and sleepy time tea or whatever you were drinking or whatever that you're ready for bed.
Yes. I'm going to crash so hard.
And thank you for coming on. And everybody have a wonderful rest of your time. And that's it. We're done. And I've got to figure out how to end the show better. I really do.
I'll end it for you.
Go ahead.
Thank you to the great and fabulous Bradley Laborman. Join us next time. We're going to be talking to Herpes Boy about all of his college tryhards that he did and a lot of our drinking stories, if we can remember them. That's going to be tomorrow. Join us live.
There will be a lot of drinking stories. So thank you very much, Lacey. Thank you very much. And thank you. Don't leave. I'm going to say goodbye. But thank you very much. And everybody have a wonderful rest of your time. Remember, you can listen to the show live. It's usually on Wednesdays. At 8 o'clock, you can find it at thesuckybroadcast.com. And that's really it. Thank you very much for Magic. Thank you very much for Magic Mind for being a sponsor for the show. I love you guys, and check them out as well. Right here, you can find them on the website magicmind.com/bradman. Get that special. Check it out. Love you guys. Have a wonderful week and a good Super Bowl, but I will talk to you tomorrow, so I'll say that again.
You've been listening to This Sucky Broadcast. Learn more at thissuckybroadcast.com.